Toby uses.
Indeed, I use a piece of software called Resolium, what's made by two lovely guys from Belgium, Eddie and Bart, and it's a great interface. It's very similar to VDMX in some ways.
I know, I got that completely wrong. I thought you were using VJAM, the original VJ software.
I mean, originally, VJAM was one of the first bits of VJ software I was using, and then I've progressed on to Motion Dive and onto Resolium. And Resolium is a very solid piece of kit.
Okay, why is a specific reason why you use Resolium over Motion Dive, for example?
Well, I started using it because of the MIDI, basically. The MIDI control on it, so I can actually use a keyboard instead of hunching over a laptop. And so I feel it's much more rock and roll in a performance environment.
So, yeah, you're touching a good point. Some of us are using external control units, mostly via MIDI. So what are you using? Is it a keyboard or?
Yeah, I use an Evolution MK225 keyboard.
Okay.
But I think the most interesting thing about using MIDI is just the fact that it ties in more musicians. And so you've got the possibility of forming audio visual bands where you're producing the audio and the visual together. And that's my real direction why I've started using MIDI, is just to work with more musicians, because it's a language they understand.
You actually perform with musicians? Any bands we know, maybe?
I'm in the studio at the moment, trying to write some stuff with a couple of people back in England.
Okay, cool. Great. Is there a certain style to your performances that you can describe, or is it also everything packed together with what you find? Or?
Yeah, it's quite abstract, I think. I think really with Resolium, you're painting. The source is important to a certain extent, but it's the output that you actually create is the key.
Okay, thank you very much, Toby. And we're going back to some music with Mo Greens, and come back a little later.
Thank you.
Radio Subether, going around the Chaos Communication Camp on 88.3. You can phone in to the VJ radio as it is at the moment on 5555 within the camp, or 033-438-642-246 from outside. And so what we're going on to now is, we've kind of talked about what is a VJ and kind of how the VJ actually makes his, forms his craft, as it were, but that's all the back end. What's the front end? What if you're a punter in a club, if you're in the field outside at the moment, what are you actually seeing? Well, mostly we have screens, and so normally you'll have a video projector and the screen, and you can hang them up, you can put them in the middle of a field, but the problem with the screen is that you kind of, you have to look at it, whereas if you think about a DJ and music and you put up speakers and the sound just goes everywhere. So with VJing, we're still on a quest to kind of find a way to actually show our art that really kind of justifies the amount of effort that we're putting into it. For instance, if you imagine that you could cover every wall and surface and ceiling and floor of a room as a video image, and then you could make the whole room spin round, and you'd have a lot more power as a visual artist, as opposed to just having what is essentially a TV on stage. So a lot of work is going on to try and make this kind of more interesting. And one thing that we've got here at the Chaos Communication Camp is a water screen. And so, Falk, what's up with that?
Yeah, first thing that's what's up with it, it doesn't work today because it's really wind sensitive and we have lots of wind today, so it doesn't work. But the water screen itself, we try to think of a new way how to project things onto how to visualize things. And we were doing some research, and we thought that a water screen would be a really cool idea. But the versions you can buy are really limited, and they're really expensive. And we thought about doing it different, and these made like a tube system. You can see the water screen. The system. It's still there, right next to the bar, to the red bar in the Art and Beauty Village. We have like tubes, a tube system, inside a tube system, inside a tube system, so the water is not flowing out really rush, it's just
we
mellow.
Just,
and
what we actually have is a waterfall. That's what you've made, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
And so you've just got a tube at the top that the water is falling out of, but falling out of across a really straight edge, so it's a perfect sheet of water that should flow out if it's not really windy.
Exactly. And the effect of the water screen is that the black is transparent, and you just see the bright things on the water screen. So the image looks like it's floating in the air. So also the waves that are still happening on the water, giving the image a little different look, giving them texture, and
also giving the effect that if you do not fill the edge of your screen, so that 4x3 area, if you just have a head that's within it, so it never hits, it never gets cropped, then you really have a ghost image just floating in the air all by itself with no hint or anything that that actually it's just some form of a computer screen.
Exactly, it's one step closer to virtual reality, and I think that's somewhere we'll be going sooner or later.
But augmenting reality.
Augmenting reality, yes.
But doing visuals, it's very nice playing around with screens and monitors and projection things like the waterfall, and every club, every area get its own structure, and you can set some lighting points and some...
We're trying to make an immersive environment for people.
Yes, and an environment they can feel and in, and which doesn't... It needs to integrate, you know. I think the integration into the venue or into the club space where you perform is the most important thing. Sometimes the screen is the thing you want, or sometimes only a TV set is the thing you want. But then there are like other events where people do interact more or something, and then you probably need something for the people to interact with, like the water screen where people can touch, or you have different ones where you need round screens because the whole venue is somehow rounded and it wouldn't fit, square screen wouldn't fit in there. And did screen shapes.
So just in the way that we're really trying to respond to the music, we're also trying to respond to the building. We're linking it all together.
Yes.
You say it's a kind of architecture we do.
It is, and some people have started calling it audiovisual architecture.
Oh, AVA. Wonderful word.
Yeah, so we are back to the Blinking Lights project.
I call it hobby.
So the whole building was a screen.
Exactly, and we should get that going 360 degrees next time. So are we going to go back to the music?
We go back to the music and come back later with an Italian VJ who did a small performance for 20 minutes, and they came over here just for this performance and they want to talk about this performance for a little while.
Grateful, ungracious eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls, wonder fill small minds that make no time for sincerity. For sincerity. God fruit, we sugary, plentiful, not rib bone alone, soul, home, no. Evil does not derive from my name. No, evil does not derive from my name. Fertilizer feeds the earth, but from the earth come the flowers. But from the earth come the flowers, the flowers, the flowers. Ungrateful, ungracious eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls. Wonder fill small minds that make no time. Ungrateful, ungracious eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls. Wonder fill small minds that make no time for sincerity. Empty the pretend praise. Raised brows and penises await response from fly Venuses who grace each sidewalk square with a mastery of movement and mouth misadmired by the masses. All they can or want to see are scantily clad asses that swing and beg to be slapped during self-satisfying sex. Say my name. Ain't no sisters or mamas here to protect just bitches and tricks to catch in traps of covert compliments and Jesus judgment. Strong-willed women and divas seen as asking for it, homeworking whores with no morals. Salem and slavery to me. Ungracious, ungrateful eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls. Wonder fill small minds that make no time for sincerity. Ungrateful, ungracious eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls. Wonder fill small minds that make no time, make no time, make no time for sincerity. For sincerity. For sincerity. Rebel and inherent queen, no thing, situation, or person can steal my birthright. I came forth in the night, a force to be unreckoned with. You sure you want to get with this? Some may attempt to falter my steps, knock me down, but I'm resilient. I just bounce, I just bounce, 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 bounce. Able to leap from small minds in a single bound. Land feet first on the ground. I abound with she-lectricity. I'ma sing my woman song, make you listen to me. I'ma sing my woman song, make you listen to me. Make you listen, make you listen. Why you covet my rhythm? Why you treat me like the unforgiven? Call me mystery, like the shroud of Turin.
Hi, you're listening to VJ Radio, and now we have two VJs, again hot from the VJ stand over outside in the See, Eat, Listen camp. And so we have Ben from Medium Art, who was the partner of Toby, the other Toby we spoke to earlier, and they've been doing a project called 651, where tonight's performance was actually almost a documentary on their journey here so far and the whole experience of it. So very contextualized. And also we have Lorenzo, who has come here from Italy representing Random Haiku, and they performed the 20-minute set, special audiovisual set earlier. So over to Ben, tell us about 651.
Well, 651 was, and still is, an exploration of what we're doing visually, and letting us do visually what we do in each particular journey. It depends on where we go and what we do as to what each particular event and performance looks like, so it's going to go on from there, really.
So what was your actual performance tonight, then?
What was it?
Yeah, what was it? I mean,
It was a live edit of footage we've shot in the last 3 days. Footage from the site camp, footage from the journey here, footage prepared, stills prepared.
Is this all raw, or have you kind of, you know, have you assembled this into some kind of stylized whole that takes it to something else beyond the original clips, or is it more about the kind of just some kind of live editing to the music?
A little bit of both, to be honest. Most of what we do is reproduced in our own style. We can't realistically reproduce documentary footage, so we apply our own techniques and styles to that.
So what do you think looks good?
What do I think looks good?
Yeah.
That'll vary on any particular day.
Is it all about the selection of what you've taken, or do you actually create kind of, you know, content purely out of your head, graphics, whatever?
Some particular content that we take or shoot is akin to particular methods or kinds of footage or the way it appears. So certainly some processes are repeated as we go through the production process.
Yeah, okay, so if I was just a random person walking around this camp tonight, why would I be kicking myself because I missed your set? What do you think is it to the people who are out there, the audience, who surely, I mean, that's what it's all about really, isn't it?
Well, what we wanted to do was to really bring a focus on why we came here, and making that the focus of the set was a very enjoyable thing, because we got to shoot a lot of interesting material on the way here and have had a lot of good experiences on the way here and on site as well. So
I quite like the idea that it feeds back where we are. It kind of makes this camp kind of even more real through seeing it in this kind of new way. It recontextualizes the reality that it's obviously situated in. But anyway, I think we've had enough of that. So let's go on to Lorenzo. So tell us about your set. I mean, what was your motivation?
I can tell you about Random Haiku, that is a collective of video makers, not yet VJ, because we are starting our VJ experience, and this collective is made by 5 persons, and we are 3 here, because 2 persons couldn't come here. And we presented a work called Irina about 3 movies, work built around the three movies using over 100 clips taken by from these movies. And the first movie is called Cat People, 1942, an American B-movie. And the second movie is the Cat People sequel, called The Curse of Cat People. And the third movie, I don't know the English title, but it's a movie with Nastassja Kinski talking about a woman that becomes a panther. Okay. Transforming herself, and we joined the clips of these three movies in a narrative sequence.
Well, this is what I was just going to say, because earlier we came across the fact that some people can use found footage that, you know, is already out there in the public sphere, and by assembling that together, by juxtaposing, and you can create a new narrative out of it. So.
Yeah.
What do you think, maybe the fact that you have a video production background, say more of a documentary style background, has helped you in this, has taken you in that direction, or do you do it because you tell us, yeah, why do you do it?
We are wondering about it because really we don't know, because VJ art is something different from video making, and following a sequence could be a limit because you are into a jail. And I don't have an answer for your question.
So what is it that makes VJing so exciting for you in that way, in that, you know, you say it's very different, and, you know, there's lots to explore, and so what is it that makes it special to you, that's making you do it rather than video making?
We are going to do something more classical with Jay, like something that can be assembled like the mainstream with Jay works are.
Okay. Yeah. That's all. Well, You performed tonight with a DJ especially,
yeah.
So it's a worked out audiovisual set.
Yeah.
Do you think that's important, or would you do the three movie visuals to any other DJ?
Yes, it was very important because we have chosen the music.
Yeah.
There is a strong relationship between music and videos in our work.
Okay. Excellent. Well, on that note, we should go back to the music. So, Mr. Mo Green.
You're listening to Su Radio Sabiza on 88.3 FM, and we are back to the VJ Radio Show, and it's the last part of it with the open discussion. And first, we want to just put in the telephone number for our international listeners,
which is +439. Okay, yes. To get to Germany, to outside. The field outside Berlin, dial +49 33 438 642 246.
Yeah, you can call in and ask us questions if you have any questions, and we will be happy to answer them. Yes, this is the open discussion, and we're sitting here, and everybody has like this thought about where this visual thing goes or where it is right now for each individual. And My thing, what keeps me going in the visual thing is that it is always advancing, and it, the thoughts are always advancing. And I come from a very strong video background, and from this background I always work with the narratives. And the thing what really bugs me right now is that I play beautiful clips and it's cool with the music, but it doesn't have any connection in between. So the clips are just random. I mean, they're not random, they're like to the feel of the music, but there's a connection between the clips is often missing. And so my vision for myself is that I want like to do really narrative VJ story that is like really made or shot just for be played in a VJ set. And I'm talking about loops, so I really want to shoot a narrative with loops, and just loops thinking about of it. And I think for me that is a future for myself, and to really do some kind of I don't know, with actors and really shooting, and to really have a storyline, and but to be performed just like VJ said, with different kind of music, with different kind of DJs and different kind of settings. And I think the story will advance through this. And
what I like here is the idea that you can have a choose your own adventure kind of VJ set, that because this is VJing and not a cinema, it is by definition going to be slightly non-linear and slightly abstracted. So there is nothing to say that you have to have one direct course through it, because as Lorenzo said earlier, if you were literally had a clip list from 1 to 100 and you just went through it sequentially, it would be very limiting. And so you could produce such a whole a bank of clips, and then every performance would still be unique, because kind of embracing the real-time crowd-reactive kind of stuff that we do, you can actually tailor the story to the mood of the moment.
Exactly, and you can drop into a different storyline. Maybe the story is also extendable, so you have little stories that form a big story. And what kind of little stories you choose depends maybe on the night. That's like my vision, to have like a modular story. We can take out parts of it and put back in different parts. And I think, is there any other comment on this back there from Fred, maybe?
Yeah, I think one main reason for doing visual for me is I have something to say, or I want to say something. And so storytelling is one way to tell people something, and the random seed clips are another way to tell something. But I think for me it's very important to talk to people while they're dancing or doing other things.
This is definitely something that that elevates a VJ beyond mere kind of a visual kind of simulation from the audio, is that while a VJ compared to a screensaver, for instance, can both produce very pretty pictures, it's the VJ who can actually kind of add a human angle to it, and actually kind of work with things and layer it together such that it is still very kind of eye candy-ish, but also it's got a human level that you can hang on to as a person with your understanding of the world.
You have a personal message you're talking about. Is it more more, what's your reasoning behind it? Is there political reasoning, or is there an, I don't know, more science reasoning, what you're showing, if you want to show, yeah, I don't know. What's your intention?
For me, it's mostly political, because many things around me are political, and I often think about evolutionary stuff, and so and that's politic, I think, and so I try to bring that back into the pictures. When we sit here on the camp, many of the stuff that's done here will become political in a way. Now the people are not thinking about that so often, but this camp is very political here, and so I have to talk in that way to them.
So you got inspired by the camp, actually?
Yeah. Yes. Wonderful.
Okay.
It's a new time.
Definitely. It's showing politics in the VJ set only works if you've got an educated audience, and here is a perfect example where you can get away with that. But I've definitely fallen on my face on several occasions by being too political in clubs, where clubbers just want to look at pretty visuals and take drugs.
It's probably time to move on to the next point. So, so continue. What do you have to?
Yeah, I just want to have a small statement on that. I think I encountered the same problem. You know, you can't have like 2,000 ravers on the dance floor and show shot people or something. So you can, but the promoter will never book you again.
Yeah. In New Zealand, I saw a VJ whose name I won't mention, but played about a 45-minute set cutting between the World Trade Centers getting crashed into and hardcore porn, and he just crossfaded between the two, and the audience were pretty shocked. But
yes.
I thought it was a great piece of art, but it was definitely the wrong environment for.
Exactly.
I couldn't agree more. I think you have to know your audience. A lot of people only want a good time when they go out to a club sometimes, and in this particular audience, as in the camp today and in previous, that people here for a specific reason, and sometimes narrative can play a part in that, whereas sometimes it doesn't. You have to know what you want to do.
Yes, I think I put messages in there as well, but they're really subversive. It's like really small things. People like catch on maybe later on, you know, they don't think about it in the first minute, but when they dance a while and look at it again, then they might find a connection between two clips or something. It works quite okay, and I think I got some feedback on that. And it's just images, you know, just I don't know, political figures or something that just happened to be mixed into a love song, you know.
So as well as narrative visuals, you've got narrative visuals with subplots.
Yes. That is what I have now, the narrative. It's coming later.
Further convoluting.
So, Toby, in the pre-talk, you told me about half art, half science thing, that VJing is half part, half science. Can you tell something about that?
I think just because of the evolution in the technology, you know, if you think what we were doing 5 years ago to what we're doing now, it goes at such a speed that you have to be technology equipped in order to cope.
But that's all technology, not half.
Yeah, but with VJing, it's more noticeable, you know, the evolution of the bicycle doesn't progress anywhere near as fast as VJing does, for instance. You know, it moves at light speed, and so you have to be a scientist to a certain point just to help that evolution, I guess. You know?
So you're saying technology is making our art different, or is making art possible, or is making our art advancing, or?
I think our process is a combination of art and technology, and that's what makes it so interesting, because it's, you can wear both hats.
It's exactly. It provides you, it's extended by the technology, which is always evolving, so you're always on the edge of something that is going to be happening.
Okay. Yes, and Toby Spark, you said something about virtual rigs. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, you wanna say something about the Art Technology things? No. Okay.
Sorry, I just looked at him.
Yeah, I was just we were talking about software earlier, and I had basically said that we have software like Resolume and like VDMX and a few others that that can create a kind of a level of visual sophistication that that we really, you know, with just the tools that are available to us now, that you can buy a laptop at, you know, the shop down the road, and you can download this program, and you can produce a kind of a professionally sophisticated level of visuals. And that's where we are at the moment. But what I'm finding is that, having now kind of explored my chosen tool, I realized that A, it's kind of limited me to a certain start, to a certain, a few kind of parameters for the production. And also it's starting to limit me. And so what I'm gonna, before losing my thread completely, is that basically I need to take elements of the program that I use, but I need to mix and match it with some other bits, and then maybe actually write some extra bits of my own, so that my artistic kind of vision is portrayed out not only through the original source material that I take, but the exact kind of combination of roots and effects and whatever, and that makes it totally my own. And it's far too late, really. So, do you feel limited by your software?
You feel limited by yourself?
Do I
feel limited by my software? Not anymore. I used to feel really limited, and now that I have like this two setup with two VDMX things and the V4 in between, I think I can create all the effects I need to rhythm. I mean, for me, the VJ thing is bringing my loops into rhythm and and playing them at the right moment. And for that, VDMX is just wonderful. And I put my artistic value into the production, so all my energy goes into production. And the performance on the night is just trying to rhythm it up and choose the right clip at the right moment. And for that, I think VDMX is cool.
Well, this is a thing. So for me, like, VDMX is so amazing, and it really has like allowed me to do so many things. But it has stopped me from doing one thing that I used to do. And my, whereas Folk is from a heavy kind of video background, I'm from a much more kind of just broader design background, and so I kind of bring a lot of graphic design into my work. And what I used to do was flash loops, where just due to the way flash works, you can end up with animations that continually morph and are never quite the same. And so with VDMX, I still bring these elements into my mix, but I have to pre-render them, which means I have to bring them, boom, down to a loop of a few seconds, and then it will always play the same and the same and the same and the same again. And so what I really, to be able to express the visuals that I want to make properly, I need kind of 90% VDMX, and then a little extra bit in it that will be a flash player that I can then have ActionScript programming and reactivity in there. And so then that will be a virtual rig composed of all the modules that I need, that will be able to express what I do. But there are real technological issues here, because this isn't a case of somebody just bringing out this program. This is a case of the whole VJ software scene working together on open standards. And how do you stream like computer video from one laptop into another, and from one software into another software? I mean,
no, for sure. But I mean, the fact like FreeFrame, and the fact that all the Resolume and VJockey and all of those kind of Windows-based applications are now have an open source plugin architecture. Well, it's basically a hack of VST, but that's by the by. But the fact that then you can actually write your own plugins.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's great. So then you can write your own plugins and totally get your individual
object. Yeah, I don't say that I wouldn't like to write my own plugins. I mean, everyone would do it. I'd just say like in VDMX is it's okay for me right now, because technology is not there yet for me. And I think time will tell, you know. Yes.
That one effect, I play anything, just have that one effect in that bus.
Exactly, I have this effect as well, and I think we just have to wait, and I think things will turn out nicely in the future for us. And maybe I want to close this now. I don't know, this discussion, or maybe someone wants to tell us something more.
It would be Ben's closing statement.
Okay, we all have a closing statement. Yes, okay.
Well, I'm very much interested in the way that design has played an increasing role in VJ culture, and a closing statement perhaps not, but I can see that there's going to be a lot more development along the way that visual design as a traditional designer knows it becomes more and more potent within the VJ culture, using visual indicators and signatories to, as you were indicating before, key people's minds in a particular direction. So it's not necessarily video clip based, but you can actually bring elements of design in towards that, which is interesting to me because it's mixing genres then.
Exactly, and when if we are sitting here trying to build the VJ scene, as it were, and in a hypothetical 10 years time when VJing is absolutely massive, then all of a sudden, all very talented designers and artistic people working in different media and industries and so on and so forth are going to be attracted to the world of VJing. And then all of a sudden, people who are in there purely for the joy of plugging boxes into each other or just for mixing live are going to find a very different place. And so I think that is where art and science truly, truly come together, because you need them both, and it's only the people with both who are going to be able to survive.
Toby, Fred, last sentence. No, okay. Okay, then I just want to go into this art and science thing, because I think it's going backward as well. So I think the science will be an art, you know, so the science behind it is kind of an art thing for me, you know, this programming, this putting together the production schedule, bringing together like the back-end software and the front-end software, it's all personal style, and it all defines someone's or some VJ style. So I think that is an art as well, and I don't even would say art and science, I would say it just is art, and the science is part of the art. And I want to close with that. You were listening to VJ Radio the last 3 hours now. Yeah, 2.5 hours. If you have any more need for information, you can always check our VJCentral.com website and
www.avit.info/openairvit, which is openairvit,
or you go to the wiki Open Everett and they find all the links. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful night, and we go out with Mo Greens and goodbye.